Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.
Ladies and gentlemen, today's Mike O'Mara Show is brought to you by our Amazon page. Please remember to shop Amazon, and when you do, go to MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon or click the Amazon link on the website. It's the best way to shop and the best way to support this program. Now, on with the show.
Available on demand every day in iTunes and the Google Play Store and around the world on MikeO'MaraShow.com. What more can we do for you? It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
So the mics were open.
The mics were open when we were running that open. That was Oscar's nose blow.
Nobody runs the board. Nobody runs the board. They just stare at it. Yeah. You think you would be muted.
One of the things we had in the old studio, and what we should probably think about doing, I don't think it's that expensive, to be honest with you, is have the mute buttons for all of our microphones.
Mute
all.
Now, down individual.
Down here, I, of course, have the... See, I just cut it out there if I want to clear my throat. I've got it because I control my own audio. But, you know, if we have that, so that is why during the opening where it's like this portion of the mic you heard.
Oh, you think we have a guy that runs the board. He just doesn't run it.
That's it. It's my fault. And I apologize. I really do.
You usually mute.
I usually do. But you know what? The mic was open.
Today wasn't the day.
Remember, Mike, shouldn't you treat every mic as it's always open? That's a good policy.
Well, not if you have a mute button. I mean, that's why I've never had sympathy with broadcasters that expectorate or clear their throats. Because usually you have that technology. Every studio I've ever been in has what is called the mute button. And the mute button was great because it's exactly what it was. It was a button. You didn't have to turn anything down. Mm-hmm. You hit a button and that was it. And Lord knows with the pollen on the East Coast and the colds down here in Southwest Florida and the expectorate, there is a tremendous amount of mucus on the Mike O'Mara Show over the last week.
You need to take this back. I need Mucinex D.
Yes, Diego.
Not DM. I'm not. It's not a mucus deal. You have the receipt, really? Right?
Yes.
But take it in case you need it for the
yes.
It wasn't working.
Your card wasn't working? That's embarrassing.
That is embarrassing.
You know, let me... Can I lighten the mood?
Yes, I will.
Can I lighten the mood for all of you?
I got to pay that bill.
I think it's important to point
this
out that...
So great. What a great Friday.
It's going to be a very interesting day in the O'Mara household.
Oh,
I'm very, very excited. I'm very, very excited because today, something I've never done in my adult life, something I've always wanted to do and something that we are planning to do, the O'Mara family at the conclusion of the broadcast will be gussying ourselves up and we are going to be heading out to the Florida State Rodeo. That is
my God.
Oh, wow.
It was
an adventure.
Or you're going to see a George Gershwin show.
No, we are going.
Sling Blade.
Yeah. I don't like that particular one. I'm going to go with another one. Thank you very much.
State fairs, Mike. You're better than state fairs.
It's not a state fair. This is the Florida State Rodeo.
I believe, Mike, Oscar's people call it a rodeo.
A rodeo.
Rodeo. It's and apparently this is the Mac Daddy of all rodeos that we are going
to. Yeah, Florida's known for the rodeos.
Yes, of course they are.
Yeah, not Texas.
No.
Well, no. Hold on. Florida's got cattle. Florida's got a cowboy culture down here. Lots
the
of
best
open spaces.
You see, Florida.
The thing is that this is really just a
Trump
ruse.
Stakes, is that you're saying?
Yes. Yeah, right.
This is a best ruse put on by Big Cowboy because they want you to think of the Old West. He's in the western part of Florida, but that's not the West.
Vineyards.
Yeah, tumbleweeds.
This rodeo is going to be happening in Arcadia.
Give me that grapefruit, cowpoke.
You know what? I'm looking forward to it. I'm not going to let you poo-poo it.
Oh, no, we're not poo-pooing it. It's great for the show, but for you, not so much.
Hold on a second. I don't like this Clint Eastwood stuff.
Mike, when you go to Naples, that's Mike O'Mara.
Yeah.
Right? We're like, he's going to Naples.
Yeah. I'm an inch deep and a mile wide. I truly am, okay? You know, I truly am, and I am a cowboy.
Used to wear the boots a lot. I know you had some fine-looking boots. I remember that.
Snakeskin.
I did have some fine-looking boots. What's wrong with that?
I'm just saying that you used to wear cowboy boots a lot. I don't think you do as much anymore because
I don't have them because you know that I was wearing those when I had that problem.
I'm back second to horse in the saddle again.
Thank you,
Oscar. Name the artist.
A friend
Oh my God!
I'll give you a
Conway.
Hold on, before you give it to him, let me perhaps play another cut from the same artist that might be a little more familiar to Oscar.
See, I don't know these traditional Latin songs.
South of the border, down Mexico way.
Don't ruin it, Rob.
That's where I fell in love.
I don't like that particular cut.
The guy who used to beat his kids.
No, it's not Bing Crosby. He owned the California Angels.
Ooh.
And he made a fortune because he wrote and recorded Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer.
Frank Sinatra.
Not Frank Sinatra.
Listen to this. You'll enjoy this.
All right.
Guess the artist.
South of the border.
But you know what? That's not the that's not the Mac Daddy who did it. Now hold on, Rob. Just calm down.
We have to stop down.
I'm trying.
You thought he just wanted to interrupt. You thought he just wanted to interrupt. I love it.
I know we were excited in the game.
Well, he does that a lot. All right, hold on. All right, let me reconnect.
All right, thank you.
Who was it?
Here's another version.
Okay.
I think you'll enjoy this. This is one of my all-time favorites from the land of country music.
Down the way where the nights are gay and the sun shines daily on the mountaintop.
Down the way where the nights are gay. That was a much more innocent time, was it not?
Sad to say, I'm on my way. Won't be back for many a day.
Do you have to sing along with everything? Do you have to sing like it's a karaoke bar with every... When you've got great artists like Marty Robbins and you are singing over them.
Mike, when you play the most eminently toe-tapping music of all time, sometimes it's hard to control myself.
I understand.
Toe-tapping.
It's the rodeo. It's the rodeo, and I'm very excited.
I have the website up.
Oh, for the rodeo?
Yes.
How's it look?
Why are you laughing at that? I was looking at that website.
I was looking at that website.
It's Cowboys.
You can't log on, too.
Nothing wrong with Cowboys, ladies and gentlemen.
This valley, they say you are going.
All right, I can't stand that.
What do you think Will Lowe, who's got the bareback riding championship hemmed up?
Yes.
How much do you think he makes, this poor man? This poor man just has a passion for bull riding bareback. Mm. How much do you think he's making these days?
Now, is this a guy that's going to be at the rodeo that I'm going to be attending? Is this the...
Yes.
I bet he makes more than the clowns.
Yeah.
What did you say his name was? Will Hemp?
Will Lowe. Will
Lowe. Okay. And he rides bareback?
Yes.
Yeah.
As do I. Am I right, ladies?
Yeah. That's how you got little Michael?
Yeah. That's right. I don't know. What does he make? How much? I have no idea what rodeo
I didn't know either. The prize money he's pulled in is, wait for it, $3,376.
Is it all about dollars and cents to you? Is it not the great Americana that is the rodeo? Is it all about dollars and cents? But that can't be the top prize for what?
Barrel racing.
Ooh.
Oh, yeah.
I want to hear this.
Mm. Now, that's where the horses go around the barrels. They do like almost a little figure eight. I'll watch that.
Nicole Yost.
Oh, a
filly.
Female.
A filly.
A
filly.
Yeah.
Yeah. A cowgirl,
diminishing
Mike.
My desire for the rodeo.
With her big frilly petticoats.
Are you on the Arcadia site? Is that where
I am on that site, Arcadia.
What's happening today? What's happening? Can you tell me what's happening today?
Nicole Yost pulled in $2,301. She ran the course in 17:49, 17 seconds and 49. 17 and a half seconds. How's that? There you go.
Well, you know what? I'm looking forward to it. I got my jeans on. I got
my
boots
on. I'm looking at the site too, Mike. It says today only, if you can prove that you have all your teeth, 10% off.
You know, you're such snobs. You're such incredible snobs. We have a lot of people that listen out in the heartland, you hammerheads.
No,
come
we don't.
On.
Bull riding.
Yes.
Bull riding.
Eight
now, that's
seconds.
Something.
This
that's
is
great
it.
Movie.
This is it. Eight seconds, right?
Eight and a half.
Don't tell me what they seconds. Make, okay?
Cody Teal.
Oh, man.
Your number one stunner.
He's my favorite. I got my Cody t-shirt.
I'm going to have a great time. I'm going to have a great time this afternoon, just and my son's going to have a great time. I'm going to have a fantastic time, and I'm going to take a selfie, and I'm going to buy a f***ing cowboy hat. What do you think about that?
No. $3,558 for Mr. Cody Teal. Yeah.
Cody Teal. That's going to be a good time.
That's a passion sport right there. If you're making those dollars, passion sport.
If he makes a little more money, he can get his name changed so he doesn't sound like a porn star.
Love to the ground.
Oh, Mike, this is mutton busting.
Oh. Hold it. What is it called?
And the calf scramble are available today.
They do sound like porno terms, don't they? Yeah. Mutton busted.
Yes.
Also, the calf scramble sounds like a delicious breakfast.
Team Ropin' is available today, too, for you.
You say team?
Team, not team.
Okay. Team Ropin'.
You can also watch the Junior Steer / Bull Riding Championships for the kids.
I'm all in. I'm all. Well, see, they've got kids' activity.
Yeah, they do.
So, you know, if little Michael doesn't take to golf per your master plan, this is where you plant the seeds for a second career.
And today, Mike, was it March 11th?
Yes, it is, all day.
The Junior Bareback Riding Championship.
Oh. Quiet.
This is for Rob.
He's
this
playing for Slim. Rob,
excuse me.
God, that's beautiful.
It is beautiful.
Mike O'Mara is going to the rodeo. There he is, driving through the wilds of the citrus plantation.
I'm calling you.
You know, Mike, hearing that alone makes me think that before the summertime gets here, we need to bring back Yodeling Week.
Oh, yeah. It's been some time.
It has been a long time.
Yeah. Mutton busting, Mike.
Mike, yeah, I would be mutton busting has become one of the most popular talked about events since its introductions. The contestants are 4 to 6 years old.
How old are they?
They're what? 4 to 6 years old, and it just looks like they're raping sheep. That's what.
Oh, now stop. That's disgusting. That is disgusting. You don't need to say that.
Mutton busting.
Yeah, it's mutton busting.
I mean, they need a better name.
Well, I think the little guy's going to have a pretty darn good time.
That is.
Okay? Despite all your poop. What the hell is Diego jumping around in front of the camera
He's
for?
He's getting
what the hell
medicine.
Is going on?
Medication, Mike.
Mm-hmm. Yes. But he failed.
Yes.
Medication.
Once again.
Intern, you failed.
What kind of medication is he getting?
Well, I was sent him out to get Mucinex D, and he came back with Mucinex DM.
Yes.
Which is not right. And so I'll have to get it after the show.
Yes. They're sold out.
And so is this first segment.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. You can listen to the Mike O'Mara Show at www.mikeomarashow.com.
Stay tuned for an outstanding entertainment program.
It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
Let's get down to business.
From the entertainment capital of the world.
I am confounded by people who are confused by daylight savings time. It's an hour. That's all it is. It's an hour. Twice a year, it's an hour. You make the adjustment. You can't get thrown out of whack by that. But you hear people say things like, I'm sorry, I'm all screwed up because of daylight savings time. If you find yourself saying that, you might as well just say, I'm not good at talking, so I just let my mouth open up and let things fall out of it because I don't with words. It's an hour. It's an hour. You didn't just get off a plane from Australia. It's an hour. Oh, what's happening? What strange world is this? Is this milk still good? What do I... Who's the president now? Is that an electric car? What's... Do I have a big bushy beard?
It's the Mike O'Mara Show. Mike O'Mara, Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana. And now, from his easy chair, here's Mike.
Coming to you live from the Cappy Pfeiffer studio in the heart of our nation's capital, Washington, D.C., this is the Mike O'Mara Show, on air and online worldwide. The Mike O'Mara Show, a daily radio show and podcast with the greatest listeners on the planet, because they get it. If you're here, you do too. Our show today is brought to you by Headspace. We've been telling you about Headspace because you know what? Your problems, by and large, if you really look at yourself, are in your mind.
True.
You can deal with anything if you get your noggin in shape, whether it's fear, anger, whether it's stress, anxiety, depression, sleeplessness, or all of the above. They all begin in your mind. It doesn't have to be that way. You can make a major difference, and you can do it in 10 minutes a day, I'd like to tell you about the new Headspace app. Headspace is meditation made simple. It's like working out your mind, but you work it out to make you better, to make you relax. Guided meditation. They walk you right through it. You listen to these guided meditations. They take about 10 minutes. You can do it whenever you want, wherever you want, right on your phone, your tablet, or your computer. It's rooted in thousands of years of tradition, and you can join 5 million users already getting some Headspace for free right now. With this app, you take the time out of your day like I did. I sat on my couch. I made sure everybody was out of the room, and I had 10 minutes of meditation. I cannot believe how well it worked. Download the free Headspace app and begin their Take 10 program for 10 days of guided meditation at headspace.com/TMOS. The Headspace Take 10 program, a 100% free way to experience the benefits of meditation in your busy modern life. Train your mind for a healthier, less stressed life. Start your free trial today at headspace.com/TMOS. That's headspace.com/TMOS. Get some Headspace today. How we doing, Rob? We doing all right? Everything cool?
Yeah, everything's good.
Awesome, really? Man. You sure? Yeah. Everything all right? Yeah. Everything all right? Yeah. Really, Mike, Rob? Huh? Everything all right?
What is with you?
We're happy. I just like to think on you sometimes.
Settle down, you. It's going to be okay. You got the rodeo to go to.
Yeah, Mike's
listen to Oscar. Oscar knows I'm happy because I'm going to the rodeo, but he tells me to be happy because I'm picking on Rob. Don't. You're a conjurer, Oscar.
Mutton
you're a
busting,
conjurer.
Mike.
You
yeah,
know that.
Busting.
Just think, you are mere months away from Michael being of the competitive age where he could go and win.
Oh,
prize.
You know what? Just like what you're, and you know what? Maybe your son will do some mutton busting too. What do you think of that? How do you like that, pal?
I don't think so.
You like
be
that?
Great for the show.
He's not. Middle school, you know, junior high mutton busting.
Yeah.
You like that?
Yeah, you know, the rodeo doesn't
stop
play
talking
so
about
well
my kid.
Wade Barrett.
Damn it. All right.
Yeah, here's Wade Barrett to sing the national anthem.
Yes. That's wonderful.
Oh,
that
say,
should
can
be
you
exciting.
See?
No, but I look forward to it. Look, it just came out of nowhere. I woke up this morning and Carla said to me, we're going to go. So who knows what the day will bring. And
how did you
the
find
only thing
out
I said,
about it?
Just she saw it on the local news down
oh,
here.
No, Carla.
You know, I'm on the shelf, Carla.
She's
I'm
bored.
On the shelf because
sport,
I've been,
Mike.
My back has been laid up. You know, how many days can you go out and swing the egg with your buddies? You know what I mean?
That's true. Really, that's true.
How many days can that happen?
And there is no greater back-friendly activity than going to the rodeo.
Well, mm-hmm. They have bleachers, it looks like. You know, not those lovely Mike, luxury seats that I'm accustomed to.
Are you
to.
Scared you're going to be replaced in your foursome?
No, because if you communicate, you're always welcomed back. That's
ah,
it.
Okay.
Oh,
that's
I am nice. On the shelf for the next
like the
probably
the
two, 2.5 weeks. I'm going to be, for a variety of reasons, I will be broadcasting from Boston next week. Mm-hmm. I am looking forward to that, and it'll be lots of fun as I take over my sister's house for a week.
Ooh.
How exciting is that? Yes, yes. Mm. There was a silence on the line today when I said, no, I'm looking forward. I'll see you next Wednesday. And then, you know, the day after is St. Patrick's Day. And I just want you to know we're having a party for all of our New England listeners.
that is hilarious.
She was happy about that.
I love
that.
It.
She
very few
really
better
happy.
Cities to be in than Boston for St. Patrick's Day, Mike.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, who knows? I might have
you're
a full
Irish,
report.
Aren't you?
Just a tad.
Yeah,
yes, just
yeah.
a tad. That's
are you
be
excited?
A day. No.
Oh.
No, I want to be here, to be honest with you. But, no, I'm, you know, I'll make the best of it. I'm looking forward to it. And, you know what I'm going to do? I'm going to do what I did when I was up in D.C. that one time. I am going to catch up on me movie going.
Yes,
going to do
that's
that. And really get out and about. Maybe go to see a show in the big city. I don't know what I'm going to do.
The show.
I don't know what I'm going to do
well,
in Boston.
Know this.
It's going to be
that
fun.
If you're
Red
staying,
Sox.
I'm a house sitter.
If you're staying,
the Red Sox are down here,
yeah,
Oscar.
The
Red Sox are down
that
here. You understand?
Painful.
It's spring training.
It's since you're staying with
Man.
Your sister, it's you know, it's polite.
Not staying with her, staying at her house. She's gone.
Oh, I was going to say, you might want to leave a housewarming gift for her. Check out the gift shop at the Rodeo.
Oh, my God, yes.
Bring her a pen
you
or
guys,
something.
You guys, why
on their
can't
mantle.
You just accept? They have George Michael, the late, great George Michael, one of the great sportscasters of all time and a friend of Mike O'Mara and the Don and Mike Show.
The best.
I will tell you that George Michael was a tremendous Rodeo enthusiast. He actually appeared in a movie. I think it was had something to do with producing it.
Eight seconds.
8 seconds.
Which
yes.
was
yeah.
the number
a phenomenal
of the,
blockbuster hit. Not at all.
I know it wasn't a hit.
Do you remember? And I only was listening then. I wasn't even part of the show, but I remember him coming on and saying, hey, O'Mara. This is going to turn it around. This is going to be like the NFL. It's going to turn rodeo into the big deal that it is.
And he had Luke Perry.
That's right. Mm. That's right.
And Luke Perry, that might have been the biggest mistake right there.
Dylan.
Having him star. I think he was just in it. I don't think he produced it or anything.
Thought he had money in it somehow.
Really?
Yeah, somehow.
I don't know. You know, who knows? The man's no longer with us.
That's true.
But I will give you a full report on Monday's show and let you know exactly how it went. I think it should be
George special. Michael, if I'm not mistaken, is he in Silence of the Lambs? He's an anchor.
Good call. Yes, absolutely.
Whoa.
That's right. As a news anchor. I don't believe a sports guy.
Yes.
That's right. Yep, absolutely. I think at the very end, when right before she gets the call, maybe from Hannibal. I know she's at the academy.
At the
FBI academy. Yeah. God, that's a great movie.
I remember sitting there. I was like, he's not talking hoops.
Yeah, the sports machine. But it's George Michael's murder machine.
When I'm on my own, I will take in the movies that Mrs. O'Mara would not go to see with me. I want to go see that witch movie. Which is all
Blair
over
Witch
the place.
Project?
No, the witch that's supposed to be a tremendous horror movie.
Yes.
And I want to see that. Have you seen the trailer for that John Goodman movie where he plays like a psycho?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, that looks nasty.
It comes out tonight, Mike.
Tonight. So looking forward to that. It's going to be very, very exciting. But I don't want to talk about this. I want to talk about something else.
Okay.
Rob Spiewak alerted me prior to the show that Oscar Santana has some sort of habit that we have to discuss.
You know, he started in on this on Tuesday when he said, I've got, and I said, what? He says, I've got a new habit and I'm embarrassed about it. I don't want to talk about it.
A hobby.
And then he left. And then he said, you know what? I've got it. I can talk about it, and I have visual aids that can prove what it is. I said,
marijuana? Is it reefer?
It is not
reefer.
It's not jazz cigarettes. It is.
Is it heroin?
I now cede the floor to my partner, Oscar Santana, because
I'm asking you a question. Is it heroin?
It is not heroin.
I'm trying to second guess, like you do.
It's not the H, Mike. Not the H.
Okay. It's not the H. Is it tobacco? Has he taken up smoking?
No. Mm-mm. No. I'm not pony. No.
He's not vaping?
It's not vaping.
You know, it's nothing physical to
it's
his body.
It's actually embarrassing, Mike. It's embarrassing. Business school has taught me a few things, right?
Okay. Mm-hmm. Here comes the groundwork.
I get tired of hearing that.
Risk analysis is one of them. ROI, return on investment, is another. Making sure you're as efficient as possible. And somehow I got rope-a-doped into the most inefficient sweepstakes that the land has ever offered.
A
sweepstakes.
Mike, it could be an Irish sweepstakes.
Yes. McDonald's started it years ago, and it was a crooked game. They finally fixed it. It was called Monopoly. But now, the wonderful people at Safeway
have their
own Monopoly
stores.
Game.
This is where he will demonstrate the true size of his brain.
Which,
oh my God.
Have been playing for 2 months.
How many pieces
at your grocery store? You are doing something. I should point out, I know this, you are doing something that the prime demographic is 78-year-old old ladies that play this game.
Higher than that.
Absolutely.
This game is so time intensive that you have to go online, enter a code, and then once you enter that code, you can affix the pieces to the board.
How are you progressing on this? Have you won anything?
Let me tell you, Mike, I'm glad you asked. I am one piece away from a $10 grocery gift card.
Hey!
One piece away.
One piece.
Yay! What piece away.
There's four total.
What piece is it that you need?
And I don't think you could, what do they call it? Crowdsource this. I think you actually need to go to, I've read the rules.
Crowdsource.
Yeah. I go to Safeway every day for lunch now to get more pieces for my Monopoly board.
It's become an addiction. What do you enjoy at the grocery store?
I had sushi yesterday.
Nothing like Safeway sushi.
Yes.
No, now listen, I'm a grocery store sushi guy. I will take my grocery store sushi over the fancy restaurant sushi
down the corner. I stand back because here's the deal. Where he goes to his social Safeway, there's going to be a lot of turnover.
Yes.
So the sushi will be fresh.
Yeah.
And by the way, I break all the sushi rules that Anthony Bourdain says you shouldn't break. Anthony Bourdain says you should not make a slurry out of the soy sauce and the wasabi.
Oh, I mix it all the time.
That is the first thing I do.
Oh,
is
that a rube move?
Yeah, apparently that's a rube move. You know what? But, you know, where he goes is probably, you know, the fresh caught from the dock sushi and stuff. You know, I've got the grocery store sushi. I dive into that slurry. Do you make how intensely do you make your wasabi slurry mix? I practically make slush.
Oh, I go out of the wasabi. I go 70-30. I would 70 say, wasabi. 50, I like 50. Them hot, Mike. You know,
I like it super hot. I like it hot where it actually hurts your sinus cavity.
Yeah. Do you eat the ginger? Do you eat the ginger flakes?
I do now. I only recently started eating the ginger. I eat it after.
That was a question that we also asked Alan Hale.
My go-to at the Social Safeway is they actually have a cold and hot sandwich stand.
Wow.
And
I got to go to that place. That's a legendary
Mrs.
store.
Mrs. Hatfield makes me, because she works the day shift, and I see her on a regular basis now to get my Monopoly
Hatfield?
Pieces.
Mrs. Hatfield?
Yes. Hey, Mrs. Hatfield, how you doing? There you go, Mrs.
The
Hatfield.
The night shift is Mr. McCoy.
Mr. McCoy. Yeah.
She's stingy with the Monopoly arguing. Pieces, though. She only gives me one every time I order.
Now, you see, I checked at Safeway for 3 years. That was a job I had in college.
Yeah, I actually thought I was you know, really throwing back to the day of yesteryear for Rob Spiewak.
Well, here's what I want to do. I want to take a break, and when we come back, I would like Rob. I love it when Rob goes down memory lane with Safeway, and I would like Oscar.
I have some more prizes I'm on the brink of, Mike.
I'd really like you to explain how you win. Not the Monopoly. We all know how Monopoly works. I'd really like to know how this game works.
Please.
That'd be a lot of fun.
Mike, there's five big ways to win big.
Yeah, that $10 coupon sounds like it's going to curl my hair, and I'm getting mocked for going to the effing rodeo. Go figure. We'll take a break. Come back with more on the Mike O'Meara Show.
In the place they call Vacation Land, we measure time by how well you spend it. Here's broadcaster Mike O'Meara for Maine.
I've never seen anything like it. Roads that have trenching in them, that on a main drag when I'm driving around, that actually thrust your car in one direction or the other. The state of Maine is absolutely just wall-to-wall with horrible roads.
Okay, thanks, Mike. I'm sure those roads travel through some beautiful scenery.
And I'm talking about we went through about 40 or 50 miles of nothing but pine trees.
Well, that sounds nice.
Half an hour goes by, and then you realize that you're just on a little two-lane road in the middle of nowhere.
Okay, thanks, Mike.
I think maybe there was a paper mill somewhere where this horrible smell from outside came into the car.
Okay, let's just wrap this up, Mike.
It's a beautiful place to be. It's gorgeous up here. I love the temperature. I love the moose. I love all the crap.
All right, come to Maine. You'll love the moose and all that crap.
You know the skeeters are really horrible up here, right?
Still love that one.
Love it.
Oh, my God. If I ain't bitching, I ain't breathing. Welcome back to the Mike O'Meara Show. Hey, for you streamers right now or the people that are watching us on video, I'm holding it up for you. There it is. That is the Ring doorbell.
Ooh, look at that.
That is the sleek and exciting Ring doorbell. Look at how beautiful that is. Now, there's the button that you press when somebody comes to your door. Mm-hmm. And above that is the camera. And somewhere in there, I don't even know where it is the microphone. I think it's underneath the camera. And they can hear you. The Ring doorbell is really an amazing security device for your home. 95% of home break-ins, we've talked about this, happen during the day. Burglars usually start by ringing your doorbell during the day. They're checking out just to see if somebody's home. With this little device, the Ring video doorbell, even if someone doesn't ring your doorbell, Ring's motion detection alerts you. It's like caller ID for your front door. I get a notification on my phone whenever anyone is at my front door, and it records them as well. I actually get to see who is there, see what packages were delivered, talk to the delivery person or whoever is at my front door. You can put your mind at ease and protect your home with the Ring video doorbell. That is named a top 10 gadget by both Time Magazine and USA Today. Our listeners get free expedited FedEx shipping when they go to ring.com/TMOS. With the Ring video doorbell, you are always home. Remember, that's ring.com/TMOS. Go to ring.com/TMOS and rest easy, my friend.
And a reminder, go to our YouTube page, the Mike O'Meara Show YouTube page. We've linked up with Ring's YouTube YouTube page. Great videos that people have posted of funny awesome. Things that they have captured on their Ring doorbell.
I love that.
Check it out.
I love that. It's really a wonderful. You know, we're very, very blessed on the Mike O'Mara Show to have some fine sponsors. That's an exciting product, and I really, really think you owe it to yourself to give it a try. It really is spectacular, and of course, we play with it. You can play with it. I don't want to sell that part of it, but we play with Mrs. O'Mara saying hi, Daddy, and he rings the bell, and it's great. Getting back to the Monopoly game and proof that yes, all three of us are true idiots.
Yes,
we give you Oscar's new habit of play. First of all, what is the title of this particular incarnation of the Monopoly game at Safeway?
It's Safeway's Monopoly, $1 million in cash.
Oh. So there is the upside that you can win the $1 million in cash.
Yeah, of 100,000 $10 gift cards.
There's a potential for them to give away $165 million in prizes.
Have you read all the rules and the fine print?
I have.
Of course you have. Yes, of course. Here's the deal, Mike, and I worked the grocery game. I played the grocery game for years. Grocery.
I go to you when we talk about grocery stores.
They
are
counting on the fact that no one will do what Oscar is doing. Mm-hmm. They're counting on the fact that everyone's going to throw their game pieces away. Why do you think when McDonald's does their crooked Monopoly, the free Egg McMuffin coupon is the size of a third of a postage stamp? So you'll lose it. They don't want you to have it. It's not a card.
It's the same principle that a gift card that a gift card is based on.
Of course,
correct?
Yes, because they use it.
You give out gift cards. The gift cards in the restaurant business, and I'm here to tell you this. I wouldn't tell you when I own the restaurant.
Yeah.
They sell these people that run these gift card businesses.
Yes.
They sell that on the fact that people will not redeem them.
Or you forget about them.
If you own a failing restaurant, contact us at foodnetwork.com.
The people redeem your cards.
They're counting on it. It's free money. It's money in their pocket that there's nothing that they have to do to get it back.
Still hurts. Anyway, so if you redeem it, you're counting on people. Not everybody. There are some people that will do this, but and I think in the restaurant business, it's even more used than say a grocery store. That's what they count on.
That's what drew me to this game.
Also, with the gift cards, is that they're going to count on you coming in and they're going to upsell you. Because if you get a $25 gift card, you're not going to eat for $25. You're going to come in. You're going to spend a lot more.
I looked at the sheer amount of steps it was going to take to start to play.
Yes.
I said, well, my odds have improved. No one is going to waste their time like this.
But you still have to get the game pieces.
Yes, but I have to eat lunch anyways.
I see.
And how many game pieces do you have on your little Monopoly?
Hold on, I want to
make sure I understand this. So you go into the Safeway, you get a little, you get a product,
be
and what, they give you
it.
A piece.
I don't want falling off.
Do you have to glue them on there?
I tape them on.
Of course he does.
Yes.
There we go. Oh, now hold that up. Okay, good.
It's like a madman.
Oh my God. Boy, they spared no expense on the quality of printing there, didn't they? I mean, it's like, you sure they couldn't save a little bit by putting the whole thing on toilet paper? Do you think that would have been better?
Look at Oscar's.
Look at his little coupons. I see his little black and white coupons on the red board. He's really doing this.
Does it not look like a ransom note? Like letters cut out of a magazine? Leave $50,000 at the Social Safeway.
Oh my God.
Do you have a method? Do you have like a routine? Because a lot of work has gone into your game board.
Yes.
Okay.
We have switched all our grocery shopping exclusively to Safeway. That is the mandate in the Santana household.
Good God.
Well, it's the most convenient grocery store to where you live.
It is.
Right?
We used to go to Trader Joe's once in a while, and I said, Shannon, enough is enough.
It wasn't that known, that particular Safeway on Wisconsin Avenue, wasn't that
Poonhang.
The Poonhang. Is it still
Social Safeway.
Is it still a target-rich environment over there?
As an engaged man, Mike, I really don't notice that much anymore.
Mm-hmm. Oh, sure.
But when I was single,
exactly,
let me tell you.
Wink. Yeah, right.
Yes.
Absolutely.
Mike, those melons, they were always ripe.
Nice produce, honey. It is a flagship Safeway store. It is store number 1200. I happen to know this. And
how do you know that?
I know some stores by numbers.
How do you know that?
I was in the grocery business. It's store 1200.
The grocery game, Mike.
1200. Yeah. Rob, 1200?
Well, yeah, like the Safeway International in McLean is 1300. I think Commons was 999. 1352 was Countryside.
Yeah.
When we have those numbers, it's because there are over 1,000?
Maybe at one day.
Or is that just the code for their store?
That's the number that's assigned to the store. I don't think they open them in that order.
And Wapner's at 3. three.
That's right.
Like 1,000 stores would be some incredible.
I don't think that would be possible. No, they're assigned numbers. But the thing is that store gets all the stuff first. I think they have a Starbucks in there.
Oh yeah.
I mean, part of it, and they were the first, and they always get the upgrades.
After my meal, I get a latte.
Yeah.
I've never quizzed you on the grocery game, but let me do this.
Okay.
In the grocery store, if you go to a grocery store,
right?
I would imagine, I've never asked you this.
Okay.
I would imagine that there would be products based on your experience on the other side of the aisle that you would avoid. There would be something you hear, you know.
Oh,
look,
yes.
We all had the Food Lion thing where you don't buy, like, you wouldn't buy cold cuts that are shrink wrapped and put out from the deli counter, correct?
Here's never buy meat that has been seasoned by the grocery store.
Ooh. There, okay. Remember this, people. I believe this with all of my heart. He's absolutely right.
Because that's seasoned.
Because they're using the old, dead, like almost expired meat. They're marinating it. And then they're putting it out like it's something special where they've done
the
work
meat. I would
you.
Say most of the craftiness, and I never worked meat, but most of the craftiness comes from the people behind the meat counter. I do remember this, is that when the bin that would fill all the fat trimmings would start to smell.
Yeah.
And it would, because they're lazy. The two fattest grocery employees are your meat guys and your dairy guys, because they're working in cold all day. They love it. They go sit in the milk cooler and eat Twinkies. They just love it. But because they're fat, the meat guys are lazy. And when the trimmings bin started to smell, they would go to the office and requisition cinnamon. And they would pour cinnamon on the meat fat to kill the odor.
As opposed to just dumping it in a plastic bag or something like that.
As opposed to cleaning it, yeah.
They dump a little, so that is so nasty and
disgusting.
Cinnamon. I've never asked you this, and now these questions are popping into my head.
Yeah.
When you were there, and I bet it's a no, but I'm not sure. Would you get access to stuff they were going to chuck? Like the stuff that was, they wouldn't do, they have strict rules about that, right?
I
you don't have people coming out like in their, you know, putting the back of their Corolla, 12-day-old donuts or something like
flats
that,
flats of
right?
bananas.
Dumpster
no.
divers.
No.
Yeah, I just didn't know.
I never saw a lot of stuff being thrown away. I do know that we had a crazy produce guy at the store I was at in Richmond. It's no longer a store. Now I believe it is a VCU building. It was that close to campus. And it's not uncommon for tarantulas, usually dead, but for tarantulas to come in banana boxes.
Oh, yeah. The banana.
Did you ever see one when you were working there?
One of the guys, he said, I want you to have something. And you know how they would take a white styrofoam tray for ground beef and then wrap it in plastic?
Yeah.
He handed me a meat tray with plastic over it, and in it was a tarantula.
So a desiccated tarantula,
yeah,
a dead one?
Yeah. So they come in the banana boxes, they make the trip up. So, and you see, grocery people, you run into nuts people. It is really a bad place to work. So the people that are like lifers,
but they're well compensated for people that do that kind of,
not as much anymore,
right?
Because they've busted out all the unions. My mom worked for over 20 years and made
Safeway,
yeah, and did
oh
great.
Nice.
She was the front
and
end
made
manager.
A decent living back
made
in the day.
Made a
before
great
this
living,
was...
she ran the front end, the office, but.
Till I said hello.
I will. I don't think she can get you pieces.
Oh.
That's, but yeah. She's no
How
longer...
many do you have on your little board? I mean, as
and
far
Diego
as.
Diego brought him a handful today, too.
Yes, he brought doubles. I got a lot of duplicates. Mike, I would say I have roughly 50 pieces on my board.
Why are you doing this? You have an MBA program that you are pursuing. You are working on the Mike O'Mara
you
show.
Know what
you
this
were doing
is?
Four other podcasts. What the hell is going on
this
with you?
This is him watching The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills. This is his mindless getaway.
Yeah, this is where he actually turns his brain off.
And
like
Mike,
we all have those.
I'm close to winning.
Ten?
Yes, you are.
No. There's so many ways to win big.
Five big ways.
Yes.
To win big.
I am.
Do you think? And I'll ask Rob again. I'm deferring to Rob through this whole segment. I will ask him. Do you believe that there is a way that if he shows some diligence on this moronic game, that he may be able to pack something in?
He might win something. But my thought is this, is that obviously, do you win things by like getting the three green properties?
Yeah, it's just like it's just like the properties of the railroads.
So
and
there's a million Pacific Avenues, right? But there's only like three North Carolina Avenues floating around. And you know
okay, so it's like a lottery system.
Yeah, and they're going to land in the pocket of someone who's going to throw it away because there are people out there that don't know the name of the lady that make their
sandwiches.
Oh, that's
right. So if somebody doesn't get the marquee property that's going to give you the complete set and allow you to put the hotels on it, that's going to be the key to them not having to pay anybody.
I'm covered, and the good people at Safeway, Mike, have you covered too? Because there are 50 to 100 prizes available for different prize segments, sometimes 2,000 prizes. So I'm not one in 100,000 or one in 1 million. I actually have a better shot. I'm just one piece away from a $5 gift card.
Yeah, but you're
you know
three
what you are, Oscar? You know what you are with your pursuit of education and your Monopoly board and your little black and white newspaper coupons from your lattes and your hot and cold sandwiches and your Poon Safeway? You're a rube.
Mike, as I look at this, do you know that there are no fewer than 75 sponsorships on this game board? Safeway is making a fortune on this.
Can you tell him the big prize? He'll be enticed by those.
Okay, the big prize, Mike.
It's a $500,000 vacation home, which is right in the middle.
Yep.
To direct your attention.
Right, okay.
Does it say where the $500,000 vacation home is located?
It does not say...
Bowie!
No.
Bowie, Maryland.
How many prizes are available? It does say that.
It does. There are three vacation
three
homes
Three vacation homes.
Mike, he is only two card pieces away. He just needs one more Daisy sour cream and one more Daisy cottage cheese.
That's
and
exciting.
And he wins $78 in Redbox movies.
That's fantastic. Or, if he gets super lucky, he gets the vacation home in either Stockton, California, Bowie, Maryland, or anywhere in Wichita Falls.
Oh, boy. He's all set. Oh, do you know that he's only one American greeting cards away from the $1,000 worth of groceries?
Oh, hey, that'd be, if that happens,
so
you bring something in for the boys.
Not so bad.
Bring something in there.
The Monopoly game from Safeway is brought to you by Dole, Jimmy Dean, Bounty, Butch's Baked Beans, and McCormick Black Pepper.
And last question, I want to end on a positive note with Mr. Rob Spiewak.
Yes.
I mentioned the negative, the stuff you wouldn't go near, but what would be something at the Safeway during your tenure there, when you worked there, that you thought was bestest than anything else? Every grocery store has their thing.
It's so yes. clear to me. 5 o'clock every day is when the Italian bread came out of the oven in the bakery. And this is not in Richmond, because in Richmond it was the ghetto Safeway. Didn't do a lot of fresh baking on premises down there. But when I was working at Countryside, at 5 o'clock every day, they would bring the fresh bread out, and it smelled amazing. And you could really have bread for dinner that was out of the oven only an hour.
And technically, isn't that also why some of these grocery store chains have a cut into the sandwich shop business, because the sandwiches are so good?
Yep.
Like at Publix
fresh.
Down here, those are the best subs
Great.
That you can get, because they have the fresh bread.
The best. Exactly. Yeah. Mike, if I could just implore our listeners, and I will share in any winnings.
Oh, so this is where the destination
this is
of
what
the
it
business
is. Yes. This is. He wants donations.
If, no, not
Be
donations.
Be careful what you ask for.
It's really, it would be a team effort. And again, I have to look at the rules and regulations. We could work with that.
Wouldn't it just be easier if Dirk Vastrick bought you a gift card for Redbox?
Stop.
Now stop that. He gives enough. Don't solicit.
That was
Thank
just
you.
So, simply a joke.
Minute rice. If you find that piece, let me know.
I always thought it was minute rice
because
it was
like
so
really
small.
Thank you. No, it's minute rice.
And the silk almond milk. If you're out there, let me know.
There you go.
That's all I got, Mike. That's all I got.
What does the almond milk get you?
$1 million.
Fantastic. There's a segment we'll never be able to get back. We'll take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, I want to talk a little bit about political ads. They are running them down here in Florida. And I'll talk about drinking. Shocker.
Drinking.
There's something I love on the Mike O'Mara Show. Home, like a stone. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show. I want to thank everybody for sending me your Vistaprint cards. It's so much fun to read the different businesses that we have. Rob keeps them coming down to me down here in Florida. If you have a business card that you got on Vistaprint, or you've got a flyer or any of the printing that you've done with Vistaprint, send it along, and you can send it to TMOS, Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia, 20177, and then we might share it with our listeners on the show. I have to tell you, nothing beats their business cards. The best deal in the business, bar none, right now, 500 business cards for just $9.99 when you enter promo code TMOS at checkout. That is 500 cards for under $10. Vistaprint cards make it easy and affordable to make a dazzling first impression, and that means your clients will remember you.
I remember you.
You.
And isn't that the purpose of a business card? Totally customizable front and back. You can upgrade the card stock and add a fancy finish or even raise print. Use a Vistaplate template or your own logo. Vistaprint does all you need to make a card look great, just like a good friend. Every one of us has designed a card at Vistaprint. You can, too. Visit Vistaprint.com, create your custom card, and use the promo code TMOS at checkout. Remember, TMOS. Go to Vistaprint.com and order yours today. So, kind of waning on the whole cold thing. It's a five-day cycle, pretty much, and I'm on the other side of it. That's a great feeling. I would guess when I woke up yesterday morning, I probably could have foregone the drugs. You can hear that I'm still a little congested, but the fact is I don't want to forego the drugs because I don't know if it's addictive, the Vicks company, but I will tell you that I'm truly enjoying my DayQuil and my NyQuil
routine.
Well,
you know, would totally screw you if you ever got a prescription for a cough syrup called Tussinex.
Oh, yeah.
Which is the good stuff.
Yeah.
It's like called Tussinex?
Tussinex, and it's a codeine-based, I believe.
It's like the buzz. Oh. It's a different type of buzz.
Tussinex there, boy.
Tussinex.
Put that Tussinex rub some Tussin into the bone, boy.
Tussinex.
This stuff is one tablespoon, and you are flying. And it is great stuff.
That's scary.
It is.
All right, show me too, Diego, when you're holding up notes.
It's not worth it, Mike. It's not worth it. It really isn't worth it.
You know what?
Really?
Really sad.
I can't even tell if it's English or Spanish, really.
When rappers have codeine, it's called that lean, that purple drink, that scissor.
Thank you. Yeah, thank you very much. Take the microphone away. Very good. Good call. You trust the instincts. I knew that was going to be disappointing. I just wanted to hear it.
Well, let me offer counterpoint.
Just like I like to be on board sometimes. That's the way that
goes.
Let
me offer counterpoint. I like when that young man talks about rappers.
Mm-hmm. Yes. It's exciting. It's exciting.
You know, Mike, when the rappers drink codeine, they call it that lean, and it's on fleek.
You know, I've been thinking about the medication, and I've been thinking about medication in general, and last night, this was my routine. We were winding down. I was watching the Republican debate and, right out of the gate, just tremendously disappointed because they were nice. And it was just so they've given up. By the way, he will be the nominee, Donald Trump. I'm here to tell you right now that will be I'll have a political persuasions in the next couple of weeks to talk about how things are shaking. I think we should have clarity at that point. But these guys that are running against him, Carla put it best last night. This is almost a primer on how to give your opponent a nomination.
Yep.
Because they said they were too hard on him and it was running them down, so they're going to be more civil. Well, the only thing that the civility is going to benefit is him.
Yeah.
That's the way it's going to work. I think they punted.
I'm going to stop setting this building on fire. I'm not going to light any more magic. But the building's already in flames. I mean, the damage has been done.
He, 3 days ago, was on stage pointing to stakes that he said were his company, and they're not. That, to me, that's the dumbed-down thing that they could have latched onto.
The best steaks, Mike. I've actually had them, if you remember.
That's right.
Before this entire situation went down.
When the company was actually solvent, you had some,
right? No, I had some at the Trump International Country Club because my brother got married there.
That's right.
Something I talked to my brother about. He said, if I would have known all of this, we probably wouldn't spend all that money there.
That's right.
Oh, my God. It's just, it was so dull. It was so boring. And I don't know.
Like
I think we're all burned out.
Is it the 18th debate? The debates are, they've been running longer than Gunsmoke now.
Too many
debates.
Insane.
I never remember this during a political
season. I
actually
changed the channel. I was like,
it's horrible.
This has to be a new high for number of debates.
Right.
Because it seems like to me there's usually been like three.
It's the fifth season.
But I said hello to an old friend last night when I pivoted off the debate, and I watched, oh my God, that Better Call Saul.
Oh, I'm caught up.
Rob, I forgot whether that was in the bonus show or on the regular show where you played the clip.
Because we talked about the cobbler was quite graphic.
Oh my God. There is this just masterpiece of comedy writing on Better Call Saul. That show is, I just love great, great television.
Yep.
Seems like that's where we're getting some of our greatest entertainment now. It is so beautifully written. Bob Odenkirk is such a genius in this role. Really, I'm not going to give him Bryan Cranston, Walter White props, but he's damn close.
And I think
because
he's on
he
his
does
way.
Just as good as. Oh, I think he is.
Ermine Trout.
Mike Ermine Trout.
Oh, Mike Ermine Trout, just phenomenal. And the nerd guy that's the drug dealer with the Hummer. There's so much in this
rich.
Show.
It's rich.
It's rich. It's absolutely rich. And I sat down simply because Rob brought a clip, and I forgot completely about it. And I almost texted you last night to say, thank you for hipping me to that, because that scene, and you know that scene is completely manufactured.
Of course.
That writing with all these sexual deviants, that's what made it so funny. Anyway, if you want a slap nuts, entertaining, solid piece of work, Better Call Saul, same people that brought you Breaking Bad.
Yeah, it's essentially a prequel to Breaking Bad.
It's really
right?
a prequel to Breaking Bad. Absolutely.
And you know, we'd be remiss.
Television.
You mentioned yesterday that that's actually the opening clip in this week's bonus show. I seldom say it. This week's bonus show, instant classic.
Oh, yeah.
And if you are not part of the bonus show crowd, now is the time to jump in.
When I have to call an intern after the bonus show is recorded, and I have to call just to see how he's doing, here's my disadvantage. I'll tease it a little bit.
Okay, good.
The bonus show this week, the Mike O'Mara Show bonus hour this week, centers around our fabulous intern, Robert Rofo Ford, and his love life. And I will tell you, we took a little journey down that man's love highway. Sounds
a
little dirty.
That sounds very dirty. It sounds like the rodeo.
And there were more. There's so much. It's such a rich tapestry of life in general, and also a classic example of how not to tell a story. And I thought that.
Food tastes better when it's very hard to prepare.
Oh, my God.
Like when you watch them making beef Wellington on Hell's Kitchen.
And
you
it's say, such a challenge.
It's a challenge. And that's what makes the story so rich, Mike.
Right.
Because the ride itself is a challenge. A delightful challenge.
Let me offer an analogy. Please. Getting to the truth of Robert Ford's love life.
It was like mutton busting.
This is for our listeners up in Maine. If you leave a lobster in the pot for too long, the meat of the lobster will actually fuse onto the shell. So getting that story out of Robert Ford was a lot like prying meat out of a lobster tail that has been fused to the lobster tail. It required a lot of digging and a lot of frustration. But at the end of the day, right at the end of the bonus show, both Rob and Oscar indicated to me, because I can't see Rofo. It's like he's off camera.
Right.
I can't see his face. And they indicated that he was getting a little verklempt at the end of the segment where he was about
emotional.
To lose it.
Almost emotional.
Then I hear in his voice
he's dead inside, you know.
That he's losing it a little bit.
It was a great moment because his stunted speaking because he was fighting emotion.
Yeah.
Mike thought we were losing the internet connection.
Yeah.
That's
And let me tell you this about Rofo. And Oscar, you can relate to this because we've had discussions about managing and how to handle people and all that stuff. As soon as I called and played the nice guy card, and neither one of you guys knew that I was going to call him.
No.
I did this
on
my own. I put this phone call into him, and you know my philosophy, don't get happy.
Yeah.
I have the same thing about when I play the nice guy card and I immediately regret it.
Yep.
Because you know how Rofo is? Rofo immediately, I was calling just to see if he was okay. I really wasn't calling to apologize, but you know that he immediately took it wrong. And kind of thought that it was me just yielding to him a little bit. I knew that from it. So I had to kind of toughen it up right away. Do you not? Is this too intricate?
This is what I'm explaining right now. Because you know what? Rob is, of all the interns we've had, a very peculiar flower.
Not so delicate, but
peculiar.
And he's also very, very, I don't want to use the word mercurial. I don't want to use the word.
No, mercurial. Overly give him too much credit.
Yeah.
No, but he tends to go deep into a funk if we lay into him too much. He's a powder. He pouts a little bit.
He is a powder,
right?
But also he should know because he's been with the show 2 years, right?
Yes.
He should know longer. Yeah, it feels like he might have predated me. But it's of all the things you are, Mike.
He's unhinged.
You are not a person.
He's not unhinged. That's it. He's not here to defend himself.
And by the
he's
way,
slightly
this
unhinged.
Segment is helping. Helping a
unhinged.
Lot.
Unhinged. He's gonna hate that. He's
you're not that. Really a yielder. That's not your deal. And he should know that. He really
right.
should. And that
just when you guys said that he was upset, I called him because I thought that this was my and I welcome your thoughts.
Yes.
On
okay.
It. And you'll have to listen to the bonus show to know what we're talking about. And I'm not trying to do a naked tease on it.
No, no.
It's top of mind for us because the bonus show was so loaded with material yesterday. When we talked to Rofo at the end, when you guys said that, I thought that he kind of wanted to present a tough guy image. And then at the end of the day, what he had gone through was really quite disturbing and painful.
Traumatized.
For him.
Yes.
Is that accurate, would you say, based on
100% yes. accurate? It had a almost like a sixth sense like twist to it.
Well, yeah. But the detail he went into, which we in the long run, that's not something we that's not the way we address stories here in the show.
Right.
No.
Right.
It was fresh, and he was
exciting.
He was upset.
And by the way, everybody in this room, myself
we've
included,
been there.
Yes.
could take a play from Rofo's book and bring more of that. And bring more of our inner, like, government to the show. The pain, everything.
The anger,
we could
yes.
do that, but we don't. We protect
Are
ourselves.
Are you kidding me? All I do is bear myself on this show.
You do. Maybe perhaps I wasn't directing that to you. Maybe Messrs. Bloom and Spiewak could.
To my own self,
come in. But Rob's never done it, and he never will. You have a protective cone around you that's the most thick of anybody I've ever worked in radio with.
Probably.
The only time we get to you is if it's something directly
Carrie
impacting you.
That's right. That we get.
You know, and you'll make comedy cut. But you defend your personal world more than... Would you say that's accurate?
I think it's accurate. And I would say it has a little bit to do with, you know, having gone through what I've gone through, there was a side of me that I presented out. And
yes.
also I had to sort of pretend when Robert was sick.
Yes.
We never talked about
it. You got to let it go.
But you got to let it go. You're
well,
right.
he was,
go.
That was tough for him.
Yeah.
And that was because there was a lot going on.
A lot going on.
In our little Don and Mike world at that particular time. But I always regretted that you didn't do that. But I don't think that's not your comfort zone either. But I'd love to you know, what he does when Rofo just laid it
that's what I
all
love about him.
Out
yeah.
there.
Yeah.
It's phenomenal.
It
and it's
Niagara
hard
Falls.
To do.
Can't be alone
it's
with him,
so
though.
It's so tough, you know?
I wouldn't leave anybody alone with him at that state. But
no,
it's
no,
so
no.
funny. Rofo talked to me.
Buddy
I talked
system,
about,
buddy system. Yeah, yeah.
On the private conversation I had with him, I talked about something that probably a lot of listeners will remember. When I was between marriages and actually dating someone, went to Bermuda mm-hmm. and was left in Bermuda because it was such a bad relationship and told the whole story. I told that story on the air, and I still look back at that as my personal bottom, as absolutely emotionally and everything else. The only thing I got out of that horrible time in my life, being left and drunk on a scooter in Bermuda, was the fact that I shared it on the air and people were entertained by it.
It's good
and
for the
it
show.
Is, yes. it, that's what reality TV is. So
yep.
when you hear all of that, I say to everybody that's within the sound of my voice in this studio right now, I say that is, man, that's the sulfur, guys. That's
yeah.
that's the kind of stuff that that we all deal with, and it's very, very difficult. And
but
I, to be honest with you, have tried to write the ship.
You feel better after it, too, oftentimes.
Oh,
when
I don't know.
Maybe not. I would say 7 times in 10.
I don't think Rofo felt really that great about it because we had two conversations after the show about where he might have gone too far. And it wasn't
yes.
me calling him. It was him calling me.
Oh, yeah.
But it's great. It's great.
Eh,
it's great entertainment.
Lose his
it's
number.
Great entertainment. Yes. I mean, it really
Prank
it really
call.
Is. great entertainment.
It was great.
Yeah, like, so don't miss the bonus show.
Like, Rob will make reference to the fact that his wife naps a lot. You know, and so, and there is a vein of rage that I believe I could tap into if I really wanted to, but we never really get there. Maybe someday, you know. I urge you, when you're having your worst days ever, Rob, to use this forum as a psychotherapeutic device.
When a record jams in your jukebox, let us know.
Okay, very good.
Like, yeah, I'll give you an example. Yesterday, after the show, you know, my mom's been very ill, and that's what I'm dealing with. So I have not had a lot of what I would describe as win days. You know, where yesterday was a difference. We started out at 5 o'clock in the morning in the ER. Where we ended was going to the old ball game with my son yesterday. We took him out to the bleachers out in right field. We're walking along, and we bump into one of his classmates from his preschool who was also playing hooky and was there at the baseball game. I met the parents. At that moment, a guy from Chicago walks up to me and says, "I got to tell you, man, I listen to your show every single day." He had a Cubs hat on, and we had a picture taken out there in right field. We ran around with my kid, and it was just blissful. I'm not going to bring that every day because that's too nice. Yeah. It's not entertaining, okay? It's not entertaining. What's entertaining is when I cut off the entitled old man going into the parking lot, and he almost took my bumper off, and it's just like, we've been waiting for 10 minutes.
Hearing a win from you, though, once in a while would be nice.
Yeah.
That is nice.
Really?
Yeah, it is nice. Yeah.
A win, it was.
Once in
a
while.
It was like Carla said something along
Mikey's
the lines
a
of, you know. Shut up, Rob. I felt really good. I felt really good, and I found like an area that of the ballpark where maybe next year I'd love to have like a big listener party down there. But I don't know.
Oh, cool.
I don't know if we could get enough people down here to Fort Myers, but love to try it. Anyway, yesterday was kind of a good day, but I like to hate more. It's more fun. More entertaining. Speaking of that, we've got plenty of that's coming up with Oscar Rotzi. Well, not hate. A lot of entertainment news. We'll take a break. Come back with more fun. Rofo, I love you. We'll be right back on the Mike O'Mara Show.
This week on the Mike O'Mara Bonus Show.
Who first broached the fact that the relationship was losing its luster?
She did.
Okay.
You had a lot of fights? Did you have a lot of fights?
We would fight, you know, 2-3 times a week.
Hothead. I've never had that happen in any of my relationships.
Did she ever raise her hand to you?
Once.
Really?
What?
Yeah. Oh, that's not good.
Did she hit you?
Yeah, and actually she hit me once, and then I said, you know what? Just get it all out. I don't care. Just get it all out.
And then did she hit you again?
Oh, yeah. She just railed on me for about, you know, 1-2 minutes. But she hit it, and I said, is that it? Do you want to hit me again?
Why was she hitting you?
We were both emotional because...
Was she waiting for candy to come out?
I don't think that...
The Mike O'Mara Bonus Show, because 5 hours a week just ain't enough. Always available at MikeO'MaraShow.com.
Yeah.
Winner,
get it.
Winner.
That's all I'm going to say. Get the one this week. Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by, I forgot that line, Omaha Steaks. Yum. Hey, man. Let me tell you about these steaks. Exceptional meats, great prices, and you are digging the O'Mara assortment, and I want to say thank you for that. Omaha Steaks has seafood, poultry, pork, veal, lamb, veggies, desserts, appetizers, so much more. Everything is backed by Omaha Steaks, 100% unconditional guarantee. Right now, you can get the O'Mara assortment at a 76% discount, and you will get a delightful cooler that is jammed with some of their best stuff. I'm talking filet mignons, beefy top sirloins, boneless pork chops, home-style chicken fried steaks, Italian spice all-beef meatballs, potatoes au gratin. They've got made-from-scratch desserts, the apple tartlets, crispy, creamy stuff. It's delicious. And they've got Omaha Steak burgers, too. They're absolutely incredible. And right now, with that discount, only $49.99 for the O'Mara assortment. $49.99. That is great variety and great big savings. So get on your computer, go to omahasteaks.com, type TMOS in the search bar. It'll pop right up. Just add the O'Mara assortment to your cart. Remember, omahasteaks.com, and enter TMOS in the search bar to get this great assortment for only $49.99. Omaha Steaks and the O'Mara assortment, guaranteed to thrill everybody. And now, without further ado, let's get him in here for his weekly or bi-weekly or monthly entertainment report. Here's Oscar Santana with Oscar Rossi.
Yay, fellas!
That was the best one in months.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely. Love that one.
Let's start out with some music, if you don't mind.
Oh, you want to do that?
Yes.
All right, hold on. Give me one sec.
Your top 5 songs on iTunes. Now, Mike, do you take the iTunes? What do you do?
Take the iTunes.
What do you mean take the iTunes? Of course I have iTunes. Yeah. I that's where I get all my
But now that you use Alexa, do you just ask Alexa to play the songs?
You know, I use both. I mean, I actually only use Alexa for nighttime when I'll, you know, say play some this, play
what
some
What do you ask her?
But
Alexa,
I say, Alexa, play some meditation music.
Ooh.
Oh, that's nice.
And she gives me the same answer every time, playing animal sounds or something like that. And then we get like a raindrop.
Do you ever ask her, like, what's the news today, Alexa? And she
can
plays
I put
it for you?
Todd, can I put Todd Moore's White Noise into Alexa?
You can. You can put the Michael Mara show into Alexa.
I have the Michael Mara show. That was the coolest when I had guests down. And I said, Alexa, play the Michael Mara show. And bam, boom, bam, it was right there. Yeah. It was fantastic.
Boom,
when
bam.
I said it, Alexa said, why do you want to listen to that?
You. So the top five albums on iTunes. And again, just to give you some context.
Singles.
I'm sorry, singles.
Yes.
These singles are going to be on the charts for some time. That's what we do monthly.
Yeah.
Because they have such a long tail. They last
is
for so long.
Is this contemporary music?
It is. We'll start with number five from Flo Rida. My House.
Baby, one time.
Ruin it for everybody. Number four from the Florida Rodeo. And
hey,
The Voice.
It's the Flo Rida Rodeo.
Yes. Blake Shelton. Oh. Keep playing them songs. Came here to forget.
Licorice Hat Club.
Music has passed me by.
At number three, Lucas Graham with 7 years. I always had that dream like my daddy before me.
No real melody. It's gotta be simple cause we're all so stupid now. We don't think anymore.
At number two, Meghan Trainor with No.
We don't think anymore. We do the same type of thing.
I like this one.
And at number one, Ariana Grande with Dangerous Woman. All brought to you by Safeway's Monopoly Game.
That's right, and McCormick Black Pepper.
Oscar breaks those out, I will tell you there is no other time on the show where I feel more elderly and more that life has passed me by. And Rob, I love as each time that happens, you become more and more like me, realizing that these tunes, I mean, really, if they want to call them tunes, just no melody writing at all.
And also,
these days.
And the thing is, get off my lawn. No, but also the thing is that those will be on the chart.
Me, pony.
Hey, by the way, that's one of the booths at the rodeo. What's just so sad sucks. Is that those will be on the charts for 14, 15 weeks.
They will.
When in the old days, it would be like a 5-week run.
Yeah, I read...
no turnover anymore.
I read this book, it's called Blockbusters, right? We talked about it a couple years ago. And to the day, every time I see a single up on the charts, I said, okay, how many months is it going to be on there?
Right.
It is so top heavy.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's why being a musician these days is probably one of the hardest things in the world to be.
I've said it before. In like 1977, there was 36, 37 number one hits. Last year, there was 8. 8 songs at number one. That's it.
Very, very sad. Very sad state of music.
Hits, The Voice is Gwen Stefani.
Yes.
By the way, I can't believe American Idol's still on.
Last season, though.
I know, but you see, it's like the death rattle. Why even try another season?
Can you generate some? I'd love either one of you to generate some numbers for AI. I don't even know it exists anymore. I hardly.
I'll pull them up for next week. So just to give you a comparative.
Very
I will tell you that I watch The Voice on a regular basis. Mm-hmm. It's a nice to have in the background.
The Voice is just more. What's the word I'm looking for?
Dynamic.
The Voice is more top of mind. It's there. The Voice seems to be. There's more social media buzz about The Voice. There's more online about the Voice. American Idol's gone. It just doesn't exist anymore.
And Mike really also. Adam Levine.
Dreamy. Dreamboat. Absolutely. Hey, you know, Carla would love a sandwich. A Bobby Cannavale, Adam Levine sandwich.
Oh.
Why
full bush.
Why did she hook up with me?
Speaking of, Gwen Stefani.
What's the matter with you?
Gavin Ross. Well, his band is called Bush.
Oh, okay. That's right. All right.
I don't know what you're talking about.
No. Me neither.
13-year marriage. Go with Gavin Rossdale. Gwen Stefani's 13-year marriage ended, as you know. Apparently, he was having an affair with their nanny.
Mm-hmm.
And she goes into detail about it in this month's People. I will say this, that I eyeballed the nanny that Gavin Rossdale cheated on Gwen Stefani with.
Yeah.
She looks like an uglier Gwen Stefani.
Well, he's got a type.
Really? Yeah.
Yes.
Mike, hey, is she still with Blake Shelton?
Yes.
Is she still doing
and
that?
And she's the older woman in that equation.
All right. Interesting.
Yeah.
Does the nanny have any comments?
Hold on a second.
Connectivity, are you kidding me? Come on. Wow.
They had a connection. And I'll leave you with another sad, but for some reason in my eyes, because I used to watch their reality series, Hulk Hogan's ex-wife is talking about the sex tape scandal that everybody's talking about now.
Feel bad for her, believe it or not.
Yes, she's saying that sex tape scandal where you see Hogan in his Red October taking down Bubba the Love Sponge's ex-wife.
Right.
It single-handedly ruined their 25-year-old marriage.
Yeah. Wow. Well,
it'll do that. That'll do that.
But they were already separated at that point.
So it's really not. It's kind of disingenuous that she's doing that. And then you kind of side with them. But then you go, they're both scummy.
And at that point, Linda Hogan at the time was dating that younger man that looked like her son, if you remember that story.
I do remember that, yeah.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So did that really end their marriage? That. I hate when people come out and say, this is what's in the news. This is how I was hurt. Just my thoughts.
Well, the only thing that I can take away from this particular week is that it wasn't 10 inches. That's all I can tell you. That's all I can say about that particular situation.
That is Oscar Rotzi.
That's all I know.
The week.
That's Oscar Rotzi. We will take a break, ladies and gentlemen. When we come back, it is the Audio Vault. Last one of the week with Rob Spiewak right here on the Mike O'Mara Show.
It's Tony and Gary.
Hi, I'm Tony Perkins.
Hi, I'm Gary Stein.
And that's Gary Stein doing Mike O'Mara doing Gary Stein. Listen, we hope you will listen to our show. We have great fun, great guests every week.
We certainly do, and pretty soon the box set comes out.
And frankly, it's just not the same without you. Check it out at TonyPerkinsShow.com.
The Tony Perkins Show.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, brought to you by Betterment. There is no time like the present to take control of your financial future. Are you ready to take the first step? Whether you're a multi-million dollar investor or just starting out, the answer is Betterment. Betterment lets you invest at a fraction of the cost of traditional investment services, and they already manage billions of dollars for more than 100,000 customers. The revolution of personalized investing has begun, and Betterment is leading the way. It's the better way to do it, and it's the way that they're all moving to. Betterment uses a smarter technology to automate investing and help you make better financial decisions. Streamlined, automated, easy to use. Let Betterment help you reach your financial goals by keeping you on track. You're going to love Betterment. Get up to 6 months of automated investing free. Why pay all the fees?
Yeah.
And more information when you go to Betterment.com/TMOS. Again, that's Betterment.com/TMOS. BETTERMENT.com/TMOS. Betterment is investing made better. Without further ado, let's bring him in. The last one of the week, ladies and gentlemen. Here's Mr. Rob Spiewak with the Audio Vault. Take it away, Rob.
It was almost surreal when I put on the Today Show today, and out in the center, where they go outside, the VCU pep band was playing. VCU, not a real university, by the way. They graduated me. They were playing the fight song on the Today Show. And you know what? As a VCU student, this was pretty cool.
VCU! VCU!
We're back now, 8 o'clock on a Friday morning. It's March 11th, 2016. It's school spirit time in New York City. Got the A-10 tournament, the Big East tournament, and the folks behind us, those are the VCU Peppas band, getting our crowd in the mood. They've been driving around New York in that very cool bus. I love bands. Our thanks to VCU. Good luck in all the tournaments. compliments to all the teams.
Mutton busting.
And what was so telling is that the VCU invested in this magnificent open bus where the band can play, and there is a big screen TV on the side of the bus that shows game film. And
that's right pretty cool.
Right in the middle of the screen, one of the panels is out. So,
oh, no.
So just like always, VCU, almost there. Almost.
Now, is VCU in the big dance yet? Have that, or has that been determined?
No, they play today to determine whether or not they go into the
Big
dance.
Could probably watch some fun games on the TV.
Yeah, I think they're playing at Madison Square Garden. It's a big
deal. May I offer my congratulations to Florida Gulf Coast University and their trip to the Big Dance. They beat Shepherd last week, and that was a big win for them, and I want to congratulate them, and they are going to the NCAAs. I believe they are the 3,467th seed.
America is dying to know, when will you post your picks? Right as soon as they're available?
Oh, the brackets. We all love to do the brackets. I can't wait not.
March Madness.
Okay, you talked earlier in the show about how last night at the Republican debate, they were polite, and that bothered me because that's just them bowing to what the public said. They shouldn't be mean. Okay, we won't be mean.
Well, I mean, the guys that are nipping at Trump,
right?
They do whatever they're told.
Yeah, you're right.
And they change like the wind, and that's why they're not going to get elected. It's pretty obvious.
My favorite political analyst right now is Jimmy Kimmel. Last night he figured out another something that Trump does.
Okay.
Trump is friends with everybody. And I want you to hear this montage because this is brilliant. Because as far as I know, no one has explored this angle yet.
You know, that's like Muhammad Ali. He was a friend of mine.
Michael Jackson was actually a very good friend of mine.
Tom Brady is a very good friend of mine.
Bob Kraft, Tom Brady, Bill Belichick, they're like great friends of mine.
Ted Cruz is a friend of mine.
Chris Christie's a friend of mine.
Carl Icahn is a friend of mine.
I like Oprah.
She's a friend of mine.
Howard's a friend of mine.
I remember Tim Russett very well. He was a friend of mine.
Roger Ailes has been a friend of mine.
Herman Cain, my friend.
My friend Elton John.
We have a rich guy from New York City, a friend of mine.
A friend of mine who's one of the biggest and richest people in China.
A friend of mine is Chinese.
Chinese. They say they're friends of mine. I have friends that aren't Christian.
Friend of mine.
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 I have no friends as far as I'm concerned.
So fine.
So great.
Oh, my God. That is too good.
Julia ran down to the basement yesterday when I was doing some work, and she said, have you heard the new Weezer song? I said, I haven't.
Weezer.
You got to watch it. Weezer's been around a long time
now. I love
Weezer.
I'm a big fan.
Probably 10, 15 years. So their new song is...
I'm looking forward to hearing it.
It's called... Brought to you by Claritin. It's called California Kids, and it's a pretty good song. It's going to be all right.
Beach Boys, though.
Yeah. But the reason that Weezer is still happening is that they're on top of all the current trends. The video has Rivers Cuomo in it.
Yes.
And at the end, he's walking along a beach and two kids come up to him.
Damn, Rivers. Back at it again with the Ray-Bans.
And it's the damn Daniel kids.
They got that kid, yes.
That was so
I
great.
Met Rivers Cuomo the first time I was an intern at WHFS. And he asked me if he could check his email. And I was like,
what?
Excuse me? And this is 2001, so time-wise, it was still, you had to be at work to get your email unless you had internet connection at your house,
right? Yeah.
So I said, yeah, sure. So I brought him into the production room and... At that point, I'm setting him up so he can check his email.
Right.
And the jock who was on air at the time said, what the F are you doing? Like, pulled me into the studio. I said, oh, he's checking his email. He goes, he's supposed to be in studio right now.
Oh, so he left during an interview to check his email.
And I remember that was the first time I said, well, I can never do anything without making sure I'm not effing up anything else.
That's so true.
Right? Because I thought I was doing him a favor when the jock needed him in studio. He was checking his email.
But you
see, that is a good rule of thumb.
We have come a long way because now he would just sit in the studio, check his email on his phone, and ignore the interview.
Metallica did that to us.
All right. Kendra Wilkinson is a great reality star. Maybe not a great mother. Maybe not a great mother. They asked her about the nude pictures that she had in Playboy and whether or not Hank Jr., her son, could see them.
Of course I'll let little Hank see my Playboy. He sees me naked every day. I have no shame. Like, I have no shame. Mm. Like, we take baths together. We take showers together. Like, I have,
Isn't that kid like 13 now?
I don't know. If you hide something.
It depends on the age.
Yeah, it does depend on the age. She says that she wears a bathing suit when she takes a shower. Who's buying that?
Oh my god!
I don't think she wears a bathing suit when she goes swimming.
Is that spin that she's doing after the fact? Is that when
it was all part of the same question being answered? But she says, but she says her theory is that by making it taboo, it makes it even worse.
Pretty good statement by Pink about Kim Kardashian today, too, that's going viral.
What'd she say?
Just really about women and, you know, how to get there and how to get fame and how hard work and brains and all that. You know, kind of a little dig at old Kim Kardashian.
But by keeping it positive? I mean, because Pink is pretty awesome.
Yeah, positive, but also, you know, letting girls know that that's not necessarily the only way that you get to where you need to go. And, you know, and of course, Amber Rose immediately attacked Pink because that's Amber Rose's model as well,
of course.
And yeah. I think it was a kind of a statement that with your brains and the gift that's the gifts that you have, it's what I, to be honest with you, it's what I'd want my daughters to hear from a celebrity as opposed to.
You don't have to be sex
tape
famous.
You don't have to be sex tape famous.
That's right, Pony.
And she says it in a more articulate way. That's right. Thank you, Pony.
All those ones and zeros in the background.
And what he does is he alters his eyes so he looks like anime. It's creepy. Let's close with this. The grand old party, Mike, the Republicans, the GOP, now are saying that, of course, Trump is popular because Obama created Trump.
Republicans are now blaming President Obama for creating Donald Trump. Yes, that's the latest. While others say he was created in a lab when a young real estate developer was bitten by a radioactive douchebag.
Both valid theories. That is your Magic Audio Vault. Have a great weekend, everybody.
That's it. Another Mike O'Mara show has come and gone. Be sure and join us again for more fun and more thrills at MikeO'MaraShow.com. If you want to correspond with us, send anything you want to The Mike O'Mara Show, TMOS Box 2796, Leesburg, Virginia 20177. To get your message or birthday request into our mailbag, send it along to Rob with two Bays.
Thank you.
At MikeO'MaraShow.com. Don't forget to take our survey. Click on the banner at MikeO'MaraShow.com. It means a lot. How are we doing with the survey? People participating?
Great, yes, Mike. People great. All right. Keep at
just
it.
Just wanted to know if I needed to yell. The Mike O'Mara Show relies on your word of mouth, so tell a friend or family member about TMOS and make sure they get it, too. Yeehaw! Time to go to the roadie. I'll have a full report on Monday's show for Rob Spiewak, Oscar Santana, Pony Boy, Matt Bloom, Diego the intern. Any other interns on campus today?
Mac is here.
Mac attack.
No need for him to speak, though.
Mac is here. Was not even acknowledged until that one moment right there.
It's like wallpaper.
For both Mac and Diego. Have a great weekend. Bye-bye, everybody.
CCU.
Ciao, ciao.
One last thing. Please remember that MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon is the best way to shop for anything and everything. So, shop Amazon and get there through our website. Always open at MikeO'MaraShow.com/Amazon. Now, go in peace.
Bye-bye.
Mike O'Mara, Radio Entertainment.